This is KWBU FM, and you're listening to Acts Locally Waco. I'm Carlos Morales, and with me, as always, is Ashley Bean Thornton to talk about some upcoming events. Hey, Ashley.
Hey, Carlos.
So tonight is, of course, First Fridays. We got a lot going on.
Yes, exactly. We are officially in the Christmas season now, and First Friday is a great way to kick that off downtown Waco. A lot of the different stores and places are open with specials, and kind of one particularly neat thing that you could check out tonight is the Anthem Christmas Market.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the Anthem Studios, or kind of artisan studios, right there on Franklin in the Praetorian Building, and they are having an artisan market on the first floor. They're going to have all kinds of unique handcrafted things, so that would be a neat place to look for something special for Christmas. They'll be open there from 6 to 9.
That's cool.
Tonight. So that's neat. And it's also tonight is opening night for Miracle on 34th Street.
Oh, the play. Yeah.
Waco Civic Theater. And so if you had never seen that, that's a very
time.
Beloved Christmas story about the real Santa. So that's a lot of fun. And that is going on through the 13th. And then also Christmas music. Christmas
that,
is such a
great year.
Time
yeah.
for music. The MCC Choir Holiday Concert is tonight. It is going to, they're singing with the Tennyson Middle School Choir. So that'll be a lot of fun. They're going to be at St. Mary's Catholic Church. They actually got invited, the MCC Choir got invited to go to Vienna in May.
Oh, okay. Wow.
And so this will be a little bit of a fundraiser for them. It's free admission, but they are taking donations to help support their trip to Vienna in May. So that would be a fun concert to go to, get in the Christmas spirit tonight at 7:30. And then it is also the 8th annual Dr. Pepper Christmas.
Oh, so you can go down to the museum
exactly.
in the area. Yeah.
Yeah, swing by the museum. It's $12 for adults, $6 for kids. It starts at 6:30, and they have all kinds of Dr. Pepper winter drinks, like
okay.
hot Dr. Pepper and Big yeah. Red Holiday Punch and things like that, and Santa and crafts and cookies and all kinds of fun things at the museum, all throughout the museum.
Very cool.
So that is fun. And then kind of on a more somber note,
mm-hmm.
the People for Peace are having an open mic vigil tonight. It's actually hosted by the Waco Poets Society, and it'll be in Heritage
right.
Square downtown.
Mm-hmm.
But just a kind of time to come and share poems and songs and stories and reflections. There's been a lot of pretty serious things going on in the world lately, and if you're in need of some emotional support and wanting a chance to talk through and think through some of those things, it'll be tonight at 7:30 in Heritage Square.
So sounds bring, like a great outlet for
yeah,
this discussion, too.
Yeah, and bring lawn chairs and blankets in case it's chilly.
Yeah.
And then if you're not wanting to get involved in Christmas
uh-huh.
quite yet,
okay.
you want to do something not Christmas tonight. Tonight is the beginning of Jurassic Quest at the Extraco Event Center. So you can go there, and it's this big exhibit that features ultra-realistic life-size animatronic dinosaurs.
Sign me up.
Right? 50 life-size dinosaurs in all, and all kinds of other activities. So that's $11 to $22,
uh-huh.
different ticket prices, and that starts tonight, well, actually this afternoon at 3 and goes till 8 tonight, and then also Saturday and Sunday. So pretty fun Friday night.
Yeah, to get your weekend kicked off.
Exactly. But Saturday, there's all kinds of things going on, too.
What do we got going on Saturday?
Well, the big thing Saturday that I'm excited about is Waco Wonderland opens up on Saturday.
Yeah, I've heard so much about it. I'm new to Waco, so I haven't got to experience it yet, but
so
I've heard a lot.
Fun. It's all downtown, and they have like 20,000 lights, and there's all kinds of music, and it's just perfect Christmas community spirit, and they're
yeah.
going to have a skating rink and a Ferris wheel, and this year they're adding a carousel, and that all kicks off today or Saturday, and they'll be cranking up around 2:30. The music will start and different things will be going on, and then the tree lighting and fireworks will be at 6:30 on Saturday.
Very cool.
And that goes actually through the 12th, so
okay.
you have plenty of time to get down town and enjoy that during the Christmas season. But that is really fun, just to go and just go and walk around, even
yeah.
if you don't skate or do anything.
It's yeah,
really,
and Saturday
really
seems to be the time that there's a lot of Christmas type activities
yeah, yeah,
going
there are,
on.
There are several Christmas things.
Yeah, there's the
The farmer's market is going to have a handmade market there. I mean, they always have some handmade things, but this will be a lot more quilting, jewelry, repurposed gifts, woodworking, all made by local vendors. So if you're looking for something Waco for somebody on your Christmas list, it's a great place to look at the farmer's market. And then also a little bit later in the afternoon, from 1 to 3 is the Uptown Christmas Stroll.
Yes.
So on Austin Avenue between 11th and 15th Streets, there's a lot of little shops, and they're kind of doing an emphasis for Christmas on Saturday. And they are also going to be picking up donations for McLennan County homeless veterans.
Oh, wow.
So if you want to bring socks, toiletries, blankets, gift cards, anything like that for homeless veterans, you can drop those off at Saronia during the Uptown Christmas Stroll on Saturday afternoon. And then I also want to just mention one thing that's not necessarily Christmassy. Maybe some families think of it as Christmas. But if you are interested in learning about duck hunting, they are having a class at the Waco Wetlands on waterfowl hunting. So if you're interested in learning about that, you can go out to the wetlands. It's free, 9 to 2. Learn all about the basics of duck hunting, rules, regulations, ammunition, weapons, how to hunt with a dog, taxidermy.
The whole nine yards.
Right. Yeah. So if part of your Christmas, if you're wanting to make duck hunting a part of your Christmas tradition, you can learn how.
And Sunday's free Sunday at the Mayborn, right?
Right. Yeah. First Sunday of the month is always free Sunday at the Mayborn. And so you can take advantage of that on Sunday afternoon from 1 to 5. And kind of a neat thing that they always have at Christmas at the Mayborn is this thing they call All Aboard the Mayborn Express.
Oh.
And it's this really big model train exhibit that's this huge, all these little villages, and the train goes all around, and it's really kind of a fun Christmas thing. If you are a budding train engineer, you can go check that out. So that is fun. And then another really neat annual event is happening Sunday that we have every year. It's sponsored by the Heart of Texas Autism Network and the Waco Mayor's Committee for People with Disabilities. And it's a neat event on Sunday evening, 5 to 8, called A Special Starry Night. And it's just kind of a big, fun Christmas party for people with all kinds of disabilities. So everything is accessible.
Yeah.
People wear their fun Christmas dress-up clothes. There's all kinds of games and door prizes and activities. There's a Santa who knows how to do sign language.
Oh, very cool.
So if you or someone in your family would like to take advantage of a very accessible, really fun holiday evening, A Special Starry Night is happening
the place
on
to be,
Sunday evening. And that will be at the Hilton on University Parks.
Okay.
And then a little bit more Christmas music available Sunday. The Central Texas Choral Society and the choir of Austin Avenue United Methodist Church are having their holidays concert at the church.
Mm-hmm.
That starts at 6. And then Baylor's Chamber Singers still have a couple more performances, one on Sunday afternoon, actually going through the 8th.
Okay.
And that tickets for that are $15, but if you have never gone to that, it is a really beautiful, wonderful way to start your Christmas. They sing in Armstrong Browning Hall, and it's gorgeous, and the acoustics are wonderful.
Yeah, good acoustics.
And it is really a neat Christmas experience.
And heading into the week?
Heading into the week?
Yeah.
Monday is auditions for Miss Nelson is Missing.
I remember that
book.
At the Waco
Civic Theater. Yes. So that's going to be their next children's theater show. So if you or some of the kiddos are interested in auditioning for that, auditions are Monday. The performance will be a little bit later in the spring, but auditions are Monday to get in the cast. And they're going to be performing that not only at the Waco Civic Theater, but also at the Hippodrome and in Temple.
Very cool.
So, so that's kind of exciting. And then Tuesday, there's a lot going on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
One thing is you've probably been reading in the paper about the city council discussing a payday lending ordinance. That's kind of been a hot topic in town. Well, they are having a public input meeting at 6 o'clock on Tuesday at the Operations Center, which is on North 4th Street, 1415 North 4th Street, for the public, that's you and me, to come give our input into this discussion about payday and auto title loans.
Mm-hmm.
So that's Tuesday. And then also, if you're the kind of crafty person who wants to maybe make some of your own Christmas presents, mm-hmm. they are having a calligraphy class called Lettering from the Heart.
Oh, cool.
At the Art Center of Waco. It costs $35. It's from 6:30 to 8:30. But you'll get instructions and a workbook and some brush pens. And so that's
kind of fun.
Yeah. So that's plenty of time to pick up some basic skills and make something neat for Christmas.
Right. And Tuesday is also the Feast of Sharing, right?
Yes, the Feast of Sharing, which is a big community-wide meal that HEB sponsors every year. It'll be at the Convention Center from 4 to 8. It's free turkey dinner. They'll have activities for the kids. It's a huge event every year in Waco. So that's really neat. And then music again. The Waco Community Band is having their concert at 7:30. Out at MCC in the Performing Arts Center.
Get some food and then go see some music.
Exactly. Fun. What's better than that? And then Thursday, just kind of one last kind of combination fun and doing some good thing.
Mm-hmm.
On Thursday, we're kicking off the Big Texas Christmas Present, which this year is benefiting Compassion Ministries.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know what Compassion Ministries is, it's a neat ministry that provides transitional housing for women and families who are homeless, and also helps them learn about managing their money, helps them find a job, helps them kind of get on their feet. So they are, what the Big Texas Christmas Present is an opportunity for you to bring gifts for Compassion Ministry. So like children's toys, household goods to furnish apartments, gifts for teens, professional clothes for women. They can use a whole lot of different things. It's sort of a 3-day event. So Thursday, it starts from 5 to 7 with a party on the patio at Don Carlos. And if you bring a donation, you can trade that in for a free ticket to the Texas Ranger Hall of Fame.
Oh, cool.
That's good for 2 days. And then on Friday from 9 to 5, if you bring donations to the Texas Ranger Hall of Fame, you can get in free. And then Saturday, they're having a big celebration from 11 to 1 at Alan Samuel's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram out on the Loop. And the Compassion Ministries people there will be there to tell you all about that ministry. The Texas Ranger Hall of Fame people will be there. The Mi Familia Car Club. And you can make your donations, win prizes, learn more about this really neat ministry we have in town.
Well, as always, a lot to do in Waco.
That's right.
Ashley, thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for having me, Carlos.
For more information, visit actlocallywaco.org.